Hello.
Lloyd, how's it going? This is Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
Dennis, how are you, man?
Good, good. Just getting back in touch with you and kind of, I guess, picking up where we left off at. Did you
Okay.
end up securing financing elsewhere, or are you still looking to possibly look into it again? Or, I mean, just
Well,
refresh my memory.
I haven't got a company throwing stuff at me, but Dennis, to be honest with you, I'm not gonna take like 5,000 because that can't 10,000. That can't do anything for my business, for me to grow it and to really do any new development. So, like I said, there are a company like I have this other company, Swift Capital, just call me, and I don't know if you know of them.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Swift Capital, yes.
So anyway, they just call me and I haven't even done anything with them, but like filing an application or whatever. They will email me one today, but I'm not at work as I'm talking to you. I'm at home because what happened is that I had a car accident.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I'm all right. It's not like, I got banged up a little bit, but I'm okay. But beyond that, what's up? What can you do?
Well, to be candid with you, it's probably going to be a small amount to start out with as well. Usually what they'll do is they'll lend right around maybe like 6 to 10% of your annual sales for the initial loan amount.
Yeah.
So I think the gross revenue of the business was around 230,000, if I recall. Does that sound about right?
No, three something.
Okay, I might have you. I just remembered there was a three in there. But I mean, it wouldn't be a large amount. It's just more of a, a foot in the door. Have you ever purchased any equipment before, or was that what you're looking to do, or you just need cash to get the account set up?
Just inventory to really grow my business. I have all the equipment that I need, Dennis. I don't need any new equipment. And pretty much the other side of it is that I have this other company that I owe some money to, and I'd like to get rid of them because I certainly don't want to have two businesses I'm dealing with.
Right.
And I think I have given you all that information. So if that's something you guys are interested in and willing to do, because I pay them and I never late to their payment every month, but it's costing me too much. And I don't know what sort of arrangement we could make in terms of payments. But let me tell you, I'm paying them close to like $2,400 a month.
Okay. And
Okay.
how much do you owe on that one right now?
I'll be speaking off the top of my head around maybe 17, 18.
Okay.
That's it.
And what was the name of that company?
Pardon me?
What was the name of that company?
Good question. I went blank for a moment. It's what the hell are they called? They're here in Connecticut. If you have all five there, you should have everything in it. I know who they
It's
are.
probably on your bank statement, so it's not a big deal. Well, I can look into it. As far as that goes, though, if you currently have one in place with that amount that you owe, it would have to be a second position option, actually.
Well, if you're saying to me that you would have to take a second position, is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah, it would have to be a second position with us, definitely.
But how
Just
much
be
money are you talking about? A small amount. Talk to me.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much, to be honest with you. It'd be a small amount, probably 5 to 10,000 as well. It wouldn't be very much, unfortunately.
You and I have sort of really try to establish a relationship. 5,000 not going to do anything to my business, and I'm not going to take five. I'm not going to take it. I want to be upfront, and I'm very honest guy and sincere with what I do. So, if it's something like $20,000 or $25,000, then we could talk.
Yeah, if it was first position, we could do that all day long. It wouldn't be a problem. But right now, with that one that's in place, I can't really work around that one, unfortunately.
Okay.
Do you know when you're going to be about halfway paid into that one?
When am I going to finish paying it off?
No, all you have to do is be halfway paid into it for me to actually look into some numbers for you.
I am roughly saying, and I think I'm just about probably there. I think it's about 16 or 17, between 16 and $17,000. That's
Okay.
what we owe them.
And
And I paid him $575 a week.
okay. So, well, yeah, once you're halfway paid into that one, I could look into some options for you. But, unfortunately, that's what I'm up against, really.
Okay.
But if you have a time
So
frame when that is, I can schedule a call for you then, and we can go from there.
you can. Where our earnings pretty much about the same. Actually, it may be up a little bit because this is the time of the year. It's a slow time of the year for our type of business. The weather is pretty warm, and so it's less consumption of coffee. What do you need? Why don't you send me an email, and I'll pick up tomorrow morning and see what you need, and I can give you all the information, which would be correct.
Okay, I can do that, but unfortunately, I can't do anything on the actual loan itself until you're halfway paid in. Do you know when that might be?
It would be probably about another 2 months.
Another 2 months? Okay. Well, I'll schedule a call back in a couple months then and just check in with you and see kind of where it's at that point, I guess.
Not a problem.
That's our best bet, really, and I can probably hopefully
Thank
put you in a
you.
better situation. You too, buddy.
Okay, very good. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.